Let's hear God's word. Psalm 119, and we'll read from verse 25 down to verse 32. Psalm 119, verse 25 down to verse 32. Let us hear God's word. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Lord. Put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments, when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Amen. And as we think of those petitions there tonight, may the Lord hear our prayers and answer and assist us tonight. Well, tonight we come to the first verse in this new section, verse 25. My soul cleaveth unto the dust, quicken thou me according to thy word. Dear congregation, the elect in the time of love are wonderfully blessed. The Lord draws near and puts life within. They are quickened. Well, dear brethren, rejoice in what the Lord has done for you back in the time of love and give him the praise. You recall those words in Ephesians 2, verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. What grace, what favour has been shown to us? We are alive spiritually. We were quickened. The Holy Spirit entered within and life was found therein. What grace, what favour that we are those who have been born again. Born again. We are saved, dear brethren. Amazing grace. Well, dear brethren, as you rejoice tonight in what the Lord has done for you and the grace he has bestowed upon you, take comfort. There is much grace in store for you. And how we need it. And we'll note this tonight as we come to the opening part of verse 25. There are times when we are weary. There are times when we are burdened by our sins. There are times when we are so mentally exhausted and we need a fresh supply of grace. Come directly to verse 25. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. The psalmist was in need. The psalmist was in need of the gracious activity of the Lord, that the Lord would apply the word to him. Now just note verse 29. It's of grace, isn't it? Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. He knew it was because of grace. And dear brethren, when we feel our spirits being lifted, it is because of grace. Rejoice in God's grace in times past, and take comfort there is further supplies for you. Well, if you are weary tonight, may the Lord in his grace lift your soul. Well, let's come directly to these words here of the psalmist. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. First of all, we'll consider the present complaint. The present complaint. And then secondly, the plea for relief. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. The present complaint. We noted was something he felt within. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. It affected his soul. The circumstance that he was in came very near to him. There are certain things that affect us for a few moments. They disturb us for a few moments. But here is something that so affected the psalmist. His mind was laid low. we can be really affected by something. And as a result, we can be burdened and brought low. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. His soul was stirred. And our souls can be stirred. And we can find ourselves troubled. Like the disciples, their hearts were troubled. Or from the Greek, it can be translated agitated, stirred up. And we can find ourselves sinking. And we can be so burdened. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. And as we think of these words, we can identify with them. How the Psalms so speak to the soul. How they touch us. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. We feel it within. Like the psalmist we say in Psalm 88 verse 3. For my soul is full of troubles. Troubles can surround you. And you feel strong. And you're looking to the Lord. But then it may be a day troubles surround you. And they fill your soul. For my soul is full of troubles. Like a vessel in which water is being poured into. Until it is full. So troubles can flow into the soul. That the soul is full up with them. My soul. It's something that affected his heart. And the troubles we face affect our souls so much at times. What the psalmist said here, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. Well, we think of the dust here, and we're led to consider the ground, the earth. And so we can think also, in light of Genesis 3 verse 19, of death. You remember those words in Genesis 3 verse 19, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. We can think of the ground, and we can go on to think of death. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Either, firstly, he was so burdened, he felt that death was nigh. Remember those words again? Unto dust shalt thou return. The things that were affecting him, so burdened his soul, he was so weary, was the grave beckoning. Or secondly, he felt so low, he was, as it were, down to the ground. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. The first viewpoint is the grave beckoning now. I'm in such difficulties. I'm so weary. But then secondly, and we particularly think of this, he was so bowed down. He was, as it were, on the ground in sorrow and misery. Thomas Manton, the Puritan. So the allusion is taken from a man prostrate and grovelling on the ground. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. He's down. He's on the ground. He feels it. My soul. He's brought very low. Psalm 107 verse 39. Again they are menaced and brought low through oppression, affliction and sorrow. You think of the Israelites in Egypt as they built the treasure cities of Pharaoh. Out in the baking heat they would become so exhausted and certain ones would collapse onto the ground in agony. Well, here's the psalmist. He is, as it were, is on the ground in great sorrow and agony. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. That's where he is. What does he plead for here? That he will be lifted, quickened, revived through the word. He wants to be lifted up again, for he's down on the ground. Well, let's consider the cause for this. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. First of all, we can think of his sin. And then secondly, his affliction. First of all, his sin. Sin so troubled him on this occasion. In the first viewpoint, we could say, how can I go on? The grave is approaching. Is there still work for me to do? To do here upon earth, being such a sinner, I failed the Lord so much. Is there any more work for me to be done? My soul cleaveth unto the dust. But then consider particularly the second viewpoint. He's in great sorrow over his sin, and he's been brought so low. As it were, he is on the ground. He's convicted. Remember, we looked at this last Lord's Day evening. Psalm 32, verse 4. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. He felt the finger of God upon him, and he's on the ground, burdened. He's brought so very low. And it can be a painful experience, and it affects the soul. Psalm 40, verse 12. Withhold not thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth preserve me. Withhold not. Why? Because he feels his sin. Psalm 40 and verse 12 this time. That was verse 11. Just bear with me. Psalm 40, verse 12. For innumerable evils that compass me about, mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head. Therefore my heart faileth me. He's not able to look up. He's looking down. As it were, he's on the ground. We hanged our heads on that initial occasion, like the publican in the temple. And there are times when we hang our heads as believers on subsequent occasions. We feel it. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. My soul, we feel it. But sometimes we don't, but then the Holy Spirit works and we feel that conviction within and we feel it. And we can be so burdened. One of old wrote, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. I feel it. Well, here's the psalmist. He so feels it. He feels the burden of his sin. Remember the Apostle Paul. Romans 7 verse 24. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? There he is. He feels it. He desires to be delivered. He desires to go home. And there are times when the believer may so feel their sin. Lord, I desire to go home. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Here's the psalmist then. He's mourning over his sin. And one can mourn. And there can be a flood of tears, at least in the mind. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. He's down. He's in the depths. Psalm 130 verse 1. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldst mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? He's in the depths there. He feels his sin. If thou, O Lord, shouldst mark iniquities, he feels it. He's on the ground. But do you notice he's crying to the Lord? And at times you may feel like the psalmist, your soul is cleaving to the death, to the dust. Make sure you cry to the Lord. Well, we can consider that sin was a cause. But then secondly, his afflictions. His afflictions. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. In Psalm 44, verse 24 and verse 25, we read this. In view of affliction, wherefore hidest thou thy face, and forgettest our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our belly cleaveth unto the earth. Because of affliction, because of oppression, there the psalmist and the people of God with him, they're on the ground. Our belly cleaveth unto the earth. They're so low. They've been brought low through affliction. And here's the psalmist. He's been troubled Psalm 107, verse 39. Again, they are minished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. Note the word again. We can know times of relief and the revival of the soul. And by walking so with the Lord, we feel we've been lifted, but then the next day we're brought low through affliction. Again, many are the afflictions of the righteous. And we're not surprised at the word again, are we? We've learnt it by experience that suddenly again we can be plunged down through sorrow and affliction. We hear David. He feels the afflictions around him. And those afflictions weighs him down. Just go back to verse 22. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. He's been spoken against. They've met and they've conspired against him. There were those in high places who opposed David, and he's been brought down. He's on the ground. They sit on a high place, he's on the ground. And it's not easy when our troubles so enter our souls and we're so burdened and we're brought to the ground. Maybe the unkind words of another. It may be some sickness in the home, some trouble in the workplace. Sorrows in the family, and we're plunged down into sorrow. It affects us. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. There the believer is in affliction on the ground. It weighs heavy upon the mind. The clouds of affliction seem heavy, and one plunges. My soul cleaveth to the dust. He's the psalmist. He's struggling. He's finding it hard to look up, but he makes this plea. Quicken thou me according to thy word. Yesterday I carried a door on my back, and it was hard to look up. And when there are burdens upon you, sometimes it can be hard to look up. You can be overwhelmed, but oh, you make the plea. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. My soul cleaveth to the dust. Here's the psalmist. He's so weary. He's so exhausted. My sorrows have come up on top of me and filled my soul. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave. Psalm 88, verse 3. I'm so weary. I'm so exhausted. It's one thing to be physically exhausted. But oh, it's hard to bear when you are mentally exhausted as well. It's a hard thing to bear. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Are you burdened at this stage on the road to heaven? My soul cleaveth unto the dust. You may have been walking, as it were, on the water like Peter. Your eyes so fixed on Christ, but then some wind of adversity blew across the face of your soul and you began to sink. And now you're on the ground. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. I'm right down, the psalmist is making plain. But there on the ground, he makes his plea. And though you may be so low, you're on the ground, you're in agony, you're so weary, make your plea to your sympathizing high priest. And pause and remember at this time who he is. He is your sympathizing high priest. Psalm 22, verse 15, that well-known psalm concerning Christ. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast put me into the dust of death. Into the dust of death. He knew what it was to be on the ground. He knew what it was to be bowed down in such sorrow. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he was there on the ground. in great agony. Oh, he knows. He's touched. Hebrews 4, verse 15, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. He's touched. When you find yourself on the ground and you're struggling, you're so weary and exhausted, your blessed Redeemer is touched. He was touched when you began to sink. He's touched when you're there on the ground, or he will come to your aid. Remember him. He could cry, thou hast brought me into the dust of death. He sympathizes. When you cry, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. My soul, I'm on the ground, I'm at my wit's end, but I have wit enough to pray. Quicken thou me according to thy word. Well, secondly tonight, the plea for relief. The plea for relief. He's been brought to such a point, now he's making his plea. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. Now we thought that the psalmist makes it known to us here. But you particularly consider he's making it known to the Lord. Then the Lord knows. And the Lord knows when we're on the ground. But the psalmist is desiring the Lord would so think on him in the situation. And so remember. Quicken thou me. The plea is to the Lord. Think on me. I'm on the ground. I'm in the dust. Others may be so walking. Others may be in heaven so praising thee. But remember me. Quicken thou me. Lord, favour me. And are we not thankful we can make this plea? And the Lord deals with us individually. We may be praying for others. But we can focus here that the Lord thinks on us and deals with us as individuals. He deals with us as collective, as a collective people, but he deals with us as individuals. Quicken thou me. Do not pass me by, Lord. Yes, I know others are struggling, but do not pass me by. Quicken thou me. Lord, remember me. Remember last Lord's Day evening? The plea of the thief. Lord, remember me. Just remember me, Lord. Think favourably upon me. Quicken thou me. He's desiring that the Lord would in a gracious way come to his aid. Note again verse 29. Grant me thy law graciously. Quicken thou me in a way of favour, in a way of grace. Lord, when I am so burdened, when I am so overwhelmed, when I am brought so low, remember me. And as we have thought earlier, he does remember. Your prayer, your plea is not in vain, for the Lord is already watching on. Quicken thou me. Here's a remedy when one is on the ground. They turn to the Lord in prayer and ask for help. See here the psalmist. He's going to the Lord for help. Now in those times when our burdens are so heavy upon us, we might pray, let the influence of the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, penetrate my soul and disperse those heavy clouds of sorrow which are heavy upon my mind. Or, in view of the Holy Spirit, let the wind blow upon my soul in his quickening influence and drive away the dense fog of low thoughts that surrounds my mind. But consider this plain. Quicken thou me according to thy word. Quicken. He feels so weary. He feels the deadness within. He's so exhausted. He can hardly go on. Quicken thou me. Help me up, Lord, and set my feet upon a rock, establish my way, and cause me to go forward. quicken thou me according to thy word. I feel so weary. I feel the slowness within my soul. Come and quicken me. You know, after a long day out in the sun, you can be weary and it can be hard to think. And you know the slowness of the mind over a quickening, a refreshing influence. You may know the slowness of the mind because of the affliction. Quicken thou me according to thy word. Let's think of this word, quicken. At the root of the word, it is to live. One feels so weary. Strength is nearly been zapped up. Give me life, Lord. Revive, restore. Here's the believer. Yes, they have life, but oh, breathe on my soul. Restore me. Revive me. And he will. He restoreth my soul. The shepherd comes and quickens within. He applies the word. He restores. Well, here's a prayer to be restored. To know that life so vigorous within. Quicken thou me according to thy word. Revive me. Now we rightly pray for revival in these days. That the Lord would revive his cause, and that in so doing, many souls will be quickened, given life, and the church will be built. However, is there not times when we need personal revival? We're on the ground. We're so weak. We feel so burdened. Quicken thou me. Revive my soul. We know what personal declension is. All for personal revival. You know what it is when you're physically tired, yet there's work to be done. So you ask for a strong coffee to perk you up so you're able to go on. Oh, we need that gentle reviving of our souls. Times when we feel strength within and we're able to go on. Oh, look to the Lord. Wait upon him. Isaiah 40 verse 29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall not run and not be weary. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Take hold of the promise. Wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Look to the Lord when you feel you're on the ground and you're so weary. Wait upon him and carefully and reverently remind him of his promise. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Carefully remind him. You have promised, thou hast promised to renew my strength. Come and renew my strength. And he keep his word, for he is your covenant promise-keeping God. You will be strengthened. You make this prayer, quicken thou me, the quickening will come. The wind will blow across your soul. Quicken thou me according to thy word. Come prayerfully to the word in your affliction. And pray earnestly. And reach again for the book. Turn often to it. Ask the Lord to speak to you. Ask him in an effectual and powerful way to apply a verse to your soul in order to lift it. Turn with me to verse 49. Remember the word unto thy servant which thou hast caused me, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. Quicken thou me according to thy word. The psalmist had learned by experience the power of the word, the quickening influence. Quicken thou me. Remember the word unto thy servant. Lord, remember. Bring a verse powerfully home to my soul. And through the influence of the Holy Spirit, lift my soul. Quicken me within. Revive me within. The word is a comfort in affliction. It is a source to reinvigorate the soul. in the hands of the Spirit. How the Lord has so used his word. You may be weary and you're reading through a chapter and you're struggling, but then you just come across a verse and you're quickened. Your mind is lifted. Yes, you may be physically tired still, but your mind is lifted. The fog of sorrows can be dispersed. You know what that is like? There's the quickening. The Lord's using the word, and the fog of sorrows is dispersed. And you can know strength and even joy. Quicken thou me according to thy word. Just a verse can change the situation. Last Saturday up north, we visited the Lincolnshire Museum of Life in Lincoln. And we wandered through the different rooms, and it was very interesting. And there were certain displays. Well, Stephen was engrossed in the displays which led you through the years of war down through history. We left him behind, went on to the big barn in which there were tanks and tractors, where he caught us up. But then we left him behind again as we walked on through. We went upstairs and we started looking at the displays upstairs. And as I was looking in one room, suddenly Yolanda dashed in and said, "Aaron, come and look at this. In this room," and she pointed out a text. "Fear not, I will help thee." You see, the word that caught her eye affected her heart that she dashed in. Stephen, he was still slowly walking through, engrossed in something else. But all we were looking at the word of God and how the word can so suddenly affect us and cause us to have a new skip in our walk. "Fear not, I will help thee." He will help. And he delights in quickening our soul. He will bring refreshment to you. You know what it's like on a hot day? And someone brings you refreshment. Maybe a cool drink. Your wife brings you a cool drink. An ice cream. Perhaps the granny's bringing ice cream in. And it refreshes you. What a blessing. The Lord comes and refreshes. And he delights to refresh your soul. He delights in quickening your heart. Psalm 116 verse 6. "The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low and he helped me." He helped me. He came and he quickened my soul through the word. He will help. "Quicken thou me according to thy word." And he will. He's your promise keeping God. Your prayers will be answered. From the ground to looking up, you will be found. It may be the comfort of sins forgiven. You may be troubled over sin. And just a word comes to you. There is forgiveness with the Lord. And you're comforted, you're quickened. Yes, I can go on. It may be comfort and strength through some precious promise. "Fear not, I will help thee." And your soul is lifted. Your soul is revived. Personal revival has swept across your soul. The Lord delights to lift your soul. "My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word." We know where the source of comfort is. We look to the Lord and we look expectantly. "Quicken thou me according to thy word." Use the word and come and quicken me according to thy promise, according to thy truth. A refreshing breeze will come across your soul. Amen. Let us pray.